Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, all you dear, precious Blood River Radio family, and also Miss Eliza, Miss Lizzie, and Rand, and Nancy, I'm telling you what, people, I can't thank these people enough. We have the best associate, we're the best brothers and sisters in the world. This is not a big kahuna operation. I couldn't have gone and run that marathon today without these two people taking the helm, and they did a hell of a job. I've just been listening for about the past half hour, listening to them and enjoying it so much. But I would like to, tell you people out there, Blood River Radio family, you know, you owe a debt to these people who took this program, because without that, I couldn't run that marathon. I'll just tell you briefly where I've been today. People might know 27 days ago, I ran New York. Now, I did what you're not supposed to do, even if you're 20 years old, but I was hellbound to do it. Okay, in 27 days, I've run two marathons. And I'm going to tell you people, it's not Eddie Miller did it. It was by the grace of God Almighty, because I've come from, I'm doing this to try to inspire people, because I came, listen, I saw every damn doctor the VA hospital has. I've seen a psychiatrist. I was seeing a psychiatrist. I've seen a neurologist for the brain damage, for the nerve damage. I saw a cardiologist for the heart, a nephrologist for the kidney. I had surgery on my right knee, no cartilage in my right medial meniscus. And people, that is a miracle. I want you to know that there is a God. There is a God in heaven. I could not in any way in hell run one marathon, let alone two back-to-back in 23 days. And the reason I tell you that, because I'm trying to inspire our people. You need to get tough. You need to get ready for what's coming. It's not if, it's a matter of when it hits the fan. And we've been talking about that during our self-defense courses. But I got to make this quick. Since I came in, we saw Biscuit. God bless Biscuit. Without Biscuit, there'd be no Third Hour. There'd be probably no Blood River Radio. We got some fantastic, fantastic people who support this program. But Biscuit, thank you so much. He gives a big, big donation. And here's what he says. He says, "Hello, Eddie. By the grace of God, I'm able to enclose my December contribution." It is by the grace of God. It is. "It's been a fantastic year for Blood River Radio. I look forward to 2023 and the Third Hour." And he says it, no quarter, Biscuit. And he always draws a Confederate battle flag. But listen, I just want to say that, people, thank y'all so much. Thank our fellow co-hosts. Thank them so much. They did a marvelous job. And I'm in their debt. And really, I admire them and respect them so much. I really do. And Sister Nancy will say I'm laying on thick. But hey, but in a light matter, hey, when you're a politician like me, you gotta know how to use people, man. You got to butter them up some, because they might. it's all sincere. But anyway, that being said, we're going to go back to Miss Nancy. I think Miss Nancy had wanted to follow up some other stuff. So go ahead, Miss Nancy. Continue on. Y'all were doing such a great job. You can call me in when you get ready.
Well, this is kind of a couple of things that are bad news, which I guess we probably all hear too much bad news anyway. But this is something that just happened, and it's just heartbreaking. From the book Victory or Violence, the story of the AWB in South Africa. Now, the AWB was an Afrikaner resistance group. From that, I learned about the Polish Janusz Wallace, who killed the black communist Chris Haney, April the 10th of 1993. Haney was due, not Haney, but this Polish man was due to be released actually a couple of days ago after nearly 30 years in prison for killing this black communist. And of course, right before his release, on Monday or Tuesday of this week, he was stabbed in prison. And the wife of Chris Haney has been continuously pushing to keep this Polish man in behind bars. Of course, when he gets out, I don't know if he's going to survive anyway in South Africa. But anyway, I hope that this white man is in, he's in a hospital right now. I hope he survives to see freedom after 30 years. The white South Africans were so desperate when they were facing black rule back in 1991, and they were not allowed to be given a homeland for their own race, that this is when they started acting out in a violent attacks upon, well, actually, various government agencies. But in this case, this was a Polish man who was supporting who supported the Afrikaners. He was living in South Africa. He knew what was going on. And he killed one of the top communist blacks, Chris Haney. So this is the reason that I was really hoping that this poor man would finally get out after all of these years behind bars. But right before he was to be released, he got stabbed in the prison, and now he's in the hospital. I just hope that he will survive.
Hey, how did he kill Haney, Miss Nancy?
I'm sorry?
How did he kill Haney?
He went past his, this Chris Haney had a home, and he was outside of his home, and Janis Walius shot him in 1993. But they knew that he was an agitator, and they knew he was a black communist. Of course, most of the agitators were communist, and they were supported by the Jews, and it's just a heartbreaking... That it's come to this right before the man was actually going to getting a reprieve, he gets stabbed. And, you know, I wonder if this wasn't a government-paid agent that stabbed him in prison.
Oh, I would never think that, Nancy. You come on now. They couldn't be. But yeah, hey, there's no doubt they want him dead, you know, because they said he can't go back to Poland. He's got to stay in South Africa.
Isn't that lovely? Well, that'll out great. That'll work out really great. He won't have a day.
It's almost like a case where they turning him out so they won't have to kill him in prison. You know.
That's true. Well, the blacks will be. The blacks will kill him. That's for sure if he doesn't get out of South Africa.
I don't mean to backtrack too much, but I'd just like to go back to what when Brother Eddie come on. Brother Eddie, I just want to tell you, man, and I think I probably speak for Miss Nancy too, because I know her dedication. If she didn't have her heart in it, you know what all she does. But it gives me joy, brother. It gives me joy that you entrust us to take your show when you have to be away, and you deserve that. You deserve that time away, and you know that you're in good hands, brother. And I just want you to know that doesn't go unseen or unnoticed.
I appreciate that so much.
And let me say this, and then I'm gonna let you respond or whatever. But let me say this: I want to tell you people out there, our listeners, our beloved listeners, Eddie, by no means, trust me, he's not a braggart. He's real hesitant to come on and give that testimony. You have to kind of nudge him to do it. But it's a great testimony because it not only inspires late 50s and 60s and even 70-year-old people to get up off their ass and move a little bit and eat right and do things a certain way. You know, it's amazing what God can do to you're the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. And when he knows you're trying, he's going to help you. So, Eddie, you just give a great testimony. And even for young folks, and then I'm going to shut up. But we got a lot of 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds. Well, you walk around, you look at them, and they got these big love handles hanging off the side. They're getting out of whack at that age. We gotta change some things, you know. But anyway, Eddie, because I'll go down too many rabbit trails. Go ahead, brother.
You're fine. And listen, I never had 1 minute's doubt. I knew y'all were doing an excellent job. I know, and not only have skill, y'all have character, the same character. You have morals and integrity. And I just love both of you people to death, that's for sure. But I never had a minute's doubt. I thought I would make it into time by 5 o'clock, but I was telling my daughter came to get me today. I said, if I don't make it back, there's no big deal. They'll be able to handle it. But, you know, I'd like to say something about Stuart Rhodes before we go to the break. The break will probably cut us out. But I'd like to say congratulations, Shabbos Goy, Stuart Rhodes. You know, you went down there in New Orleans, and you marched with the BLM, and you marched with the ADL against the League of the South. When the League of the South was in New Orleans protesting the removal of the beautiful Robert E. Lee statue, you, Stuart Rhodes, you bent over the Shabbos Goy you are, and you sided against your own people. Well, you know what? You got your comeuppance. I'm glad you got what you got. You know, and Stuart Rhodes and his other Shabbos Goy, they criticized us, Rand. You know, when we were in Charlottesville fighting for our culture, they called us every name in the book, white racist, anti-Semitic, etc. Well, you know what, Stuart Rhodes, you and your people, I was one of the founding members of the Oath Keepers in Shelby County, but you and your people, you see what being a Judas goat got you, and you see what being a Shabbos Goy got you, you see what bending over got you. They hate you. This is what these people can't get across their mind. These Jews hate you. These BLM people, they hate you, but they don't give a damn how much you've been over, because they hate you because you're white. But you just can't get that over. But I'll cut carry that when we come back. And I got a few other things I'll say, unless y'all got something. I like to, yeah. Anyway, folks, we'll be right back.
It's the Jews and the Jews too.
Yes.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
God bless you, people. Hanging out. God bless you. This is what a joyous day. Listen, while I'm thanking people, I'd like to thank Jay, Mr. Jay. Mr. Cameron, and even the younger than Cameron is Lizzie. They run our board flawlessly. I know sometimes the internet, I know sometimes when people lose connection. Matter of fact, my wife said we did. But listen, and I'm not a tech person, but I've been told, you got AT&T, you got all these other different services, and they're the internet. You know, internet's not the internet. It depends on your It depends on which internet service you got. So, you know, we can't control all that. We just do the best we can. But I'll tell you this. If you have trouble getting our transmissions, if you will go to the archives in general is usually up Sunday morning. But since our great webmaster, I was knocked out of the park. You would not believe the credentials he has. I just found out that not long ago. I've never even seen him. But the guy, I mean, he could be a webmaster for the Pentagon. I guarantee double damn to you. But he has another job. He's been high demand. So be patient. Sometimes our archives are up late. But, you know, that's just the way it is in radio. But I would like to go back one more time. And I'd like to thank Stuart Rhodes for waking up, hopefully, some of these self-hating, Negro-worshipping, Jew-worshipping Southern Baptists, these white race traitors, hopefully you will wake up. Maybe they'll say, hey, they put him in jail, and he did everything he could. He attacked his own fellow people. You know, he really did. He's supposed to be this trooper, this paratrooper. But yet putting him in prison for, what, 20 years? You know, maybe they wake up and say, maybe they hate him because he's white. Yeah, duh, you reckon? Well, I'm telling you, you traitors, you reaping what you sow. You sowed it, and you're going to get it right back. You know, also, our wonderful staff is talking about Governor Walz of Alabama. And Governor Lester Maddox of Georgia. There's one other person, too. A lot of you people not as old as I am. But Governor Orville Faubus, Arkansas governor from 1955 to 1967. Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, was the first place that I'm aware of way before JFK sent troops into Oxford, Mississippi, and before they sent them into Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Orville Faubus ordered the Arkansas National Guard to go. He never did go for that Brown versus Board or whatever, you know. He didn't go for that. And so he ordered the Arkansas National Guard to prevent that integration because there was a lot of communist agitators coming in there. But, of course, the stinking president in 1950s, that must have been Eisenhower, that sorry traitor. He worshipped Joe Stalin. But, yeah, we need to congratulate Governor Orville Faubus, too, but you know, they backstabbed him as usual. Mm-hmm. But also, I'd like to say one other thing, too. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how we're owned by China. China, no, we're not owned by China. The United States, this is Eddie Miller saying, I've been around 75 years. I've watched this. People, the international jury went over and bought China. They started the British Navy. Started going to China, put back in the 1800s, enforcing opium down those people. Since I was alive when Henry Kissinger and also when David Rockefeller Jr., the third, whatever it was, when they went to Red China, and they also went to the Soviet Union, when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union and hardcore communists. Well, Khrushchev, who was the head honcho of Russia, I've lived through this, people, I can tell you. He wasn't performing like his lapdog international Jew bankers wanted him to. So guess what? Henry Kissinger, and before that, even David Rockefeller, made a trip over to Red China right before around the time when Nixon came in, and we went over there to Red. You know, Nixon went to China with him and Henry Kissinger, and they went, and they read pretty much. Nikita Khrushchev, the Riot Act. They went to the Duma, the people that were above him, Nikita Khrushchev. And guess what? Nikita Khrushchev got they took him down. He was no longer the head honcho of Russia. Listen, people, the Jews have been over there, and they bought Red China lock, stock, and barrel. It's these same people, these same Jews that have just completely destroyed our industrial capacity here. And even, get this, people. Even as long ago as when I was drafted eons ago, and it's 100 times worse now, the damn supplies of the United States Army, their socks, the underwear, you name it, it's manufactured in China. And but here's another thing, too, people. The Jews are not afraid of China, y'all. Here's why. Because the Jews in Israel, they control, they own The United States military locks, stock, and barrel, including the nuclear arsenal. China does not dare raise a strong fist against Israel because they know that Israel will nuke them, will burn them to the core because, like I say, they don't need, the Jews don't need that Dimona nuclear power plant in Israel. That's one of the things, that's probably what got JFK killed. But they don't need that because they own the whole damn United States military. Like I say, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Nixon, they went over there and kicked butt, and they control China. Here's one more thing too, folks. When Mao Zedong, I'm a little guy. When Mao Zedong, at the end of World War II, during World War II, and thereafter, right before Korean War, I believe it was. I have to check my notes. Or I have to go and research it. But here's what happened. General Chiang Kai-shek, he was a big fan of the United States. He wanted to have a government in China modeled upon the United States government with a constitution and everything like that. But you know what? Our State Department and our United States government, while they were putting on this big show, how they were helping General Chiang Kai-shek fight the communist Mao Zedong. Well, and here's further proof that the Jews own them. They did everything they could to undermine. They were sending General Chiang Kai-shek military supplies. For instance, they were sending them M1 rifles with no firing pins in them. They were sending them dud ammunition. They backed Mao Zedong all the way because our State Department in the United States, just like Tail Gunner Joe, the congressman from Wisconsin, what's that? They're always saying, who was the guy? Tail Gunner Joe, he said that the State Department was full of communists. And we're going back in the 40s. But they were full of departments. They were full of communists in the 20s and the 30s. The people don't think that the China owns the United States. The United States owns China. And I give a double damn to you. Israel is up to their neck. They're full buddies with, I'm going to round this up. They're full buddies with Red China because I'm going to tell you what. The Jews don't consider themselves white. They don't want to be white. And they hate white people. They hate the United States people that have started this country. And they hate the Red China. Mao Zedong once said, he told about how many Chinese there was in the world, like 1.4 billion, and how many colored people there were. And he pointed out the fact that the white people made up about 6% of the world's population. And he said, why not exterminate the rest of them? So I'll say one more time, I submit to you people that Israel, I guarantee double tam to you, and if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, they are full-blown allies with China, and they hate your guts. And listen, I'll sign. Y'all go back to y'all right now. That's just some of the stuff I've had, people. Observations I've made. And I'd like to say one more time, I'd like to piss on Stuart Rhodes. But anyway, go ahead, folks.
Well, you know, Eddie, one of the things that I would agree with is the American people are led to believe that we are always against the communists, and that is a total and absolute lie. We have always supported the communists, whether it be in South Africa, whether it was at the end of World War II, and like you say, in Taiwan, the takeover of Taiwan. That was another deal where we sold out Taiwan.
Why can the American people not see that? You're 100% right. In every war we've had, in the Second World War, should jump out at people. Our State Department, our government backed the Soviet Union all the way. I just previously mentioned General Dwight David Eisenhower. He worshipped Joe Stalin. He worshipped him. He was best friends with that admiral, General Zhukov. Who was the head honcho of the Russian army, but they gave him aid. They gave him millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of trucks, guns, ammunition, food, anything they needed. They've always undermined the white people and free governments. And when we come back after, when y'all get through, I'm going to address the guy, the head honcho of True News. I like to set his butt straight too. Rick Wiles. But anyway, when we come back, we'll go back to you, Ren, or whoever wants to take over. And if we get time, we'll hit Rick Wiles of True News, the traitors.
Hey, I want you to talk a little bit about Ole Miss too. We done talked about Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas. I want you to talk about, I know you know about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Will do. Well, thank you so much.
Eddie, you are.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is rejecting a price cap on their oil set by Western supporters of Ukraine. The supporters, including the U.S., cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 a barrel. That's well below the international benchmark at more than $85 a barrel as of Friday. The limit is set to take effect on Monday, along with an embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea set by the European Union. Russian officials are threatening to stop supplying nations that endorsed it. President Biden signed a bill Friday to block a strike forcing union rail workers to accept agreements their leaders made in September. Workers in four of the 12 unions rejected the deal because paid sick days were not included, and that's why they have a problem with Biden and Congress blocking a strike, the president acknowledging as much.
I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave that these rail workers and, frankly, every worker in America deserves, but that fight isn't over. I didn't commit we were going to stop just because we couldn't get it in this bill that we were going to stop fighting for it.
Biden noted that a strike would have had a major effect on the economy. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody, challenging the country's theocratic rule. Two Republicans who lost their bid for statewide office in Michigan are planning to run to be the party leader in that state. Christina Caramo lost her race for Secretary of State. Matthew DiPerno was defeated in the race for Attorney General. Both candidates promoted conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. The chair of Michigan's GOP will be decided at a party convention in February. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I love y'all so much. I love everybody we work with. I mean, it's just a calling. It's a pleasant calling from God. It's a labor of love. And I'll just say about the marathon one more time. It was brutally cold out there today, y'all. The wind is howl, man. That's why my throat's a bit hoarse. But I know I got a lot of prayers that got me through that thing, so I did. But anyway, people, when we come back, Rand was letting me know that a lot of people might not know anything about Oath Keepers. They might not know about Stuart Rhodes. Well, Oath Keepers was started, as a matter of fact, my dear brother, deceased, Lee Cochran, me and Lee Cochran, we were two of the founding members in West Tennessee in Oath Keepers. And you can see it got infiltrated within a year. But anyway, Oath Keepers, it's an organization for former and current military police, and I think they extended it to first responders. But it was primary former and current military, because they said, and here's the name for it, Oath Keepers, before they got the Oath Keepers. When you go, at least when I got drafted, long back in the 60s, you had to take an oath to swear that you would protect not the United States, not mom and apple pie. You had to swear an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States. So these people claim their oath expires at the graveside. And Stuart Rhodes was a Princeton-educated lawyer. And he was the one that was credited with starting Oath Keepers. And, you know, I didn't trust him from the get-go. I thought maybe he was an insider. But since he got convicted of this seditious conspiracy, evidently he was not on the inside. And you know, I just told you why I was so glad. I mean, I hate to say that about anybody. But he sold us down the river. He threw his own fellow white people under the bus. He, you know, he really did. He sided with a damn communist, you know, ADL, you know, the Antifa, you know, and he strictly stayed outnumbered Oath Keepers in New Orleans. Talked about all that. Well, you know, here's another point, people, we need to take for this, in my, as far as I'm concerned. Stuart Rhodes, being at the January 6th thing, they got him, and I'm surprised Alex Jones didn't get it too. They might got him later. But like I say, I know I'm repeating myself, they convicted him on seditious, of sedition, it's a conspiracy to commit sedition. And but listen, here's the point you need to pay. They shut Stuart Rhodes down because he's white, and whether or not he was, even though he wasn't, the big, oh, I see, one more thing I forgot. Oath Keepers, they say that when the government fails you, when your police department fails you, when the sheriff's department fails you, when all else fails, they will not fail. Now, they did go to places like Ferguson, Missouri, and they were credited with keeping some of the business from being looted, and they were in Louisville, Kentucky, where Sister Nancy lives. They were up there, and they've done probably some good stuff. But here's the point, people. If they will put Stuart Rhodes into prison and frame him, even though he was a lackey, in my opinion, to the he was, I thought he was a misinformation agent for a while. But if they will put him in there, they will put anybody in prison. And here's why. Here's why they're doing it. Because they think if they can put people like prison, put people in like Oath Keepers, and they're sworn to protect the law and protect the Constitution, if they will put people that went up there that weren't in Oath Keepers in prison for protesting at the January 6th things, they'll put anybody in prison. And here's why they're doing it. They want to frighten people. They want to scare people, but they want to shut them. They want to make them where they do not go and peaceably protest for the First Amendment rights, under, you know, for various justice grievances. And here's one more thing. Bran and me and other people, we were in League of the South. We were in Charlottesville, and we're lucky we didn't get in prison. But you know what? I say, and Stuart Rhodes, if he'd have been there, Rand, he would have demonstrated against us and ran back. I know you're trying to say something, brother. Go ahead.
No, it's strictly intimidation, man. They want to just intimidate us, and just like the, you know, going back to the McMichael thing over there, that whole thing that makes a white man, if he's at a gas pump. You think about the McMichael thing, and Aubrey, the one they killed, that, you know, that they were trying to make this citizen arrest on over there, that was burglarizing the neighborhood or casing the neighborhood or whatever. They just wanted to talk to the guy, but whatever. But anyway, we know the story about that. But they use that in the same way, you know, that'll make a white man at a gas pump approached by somebody think twice before he uses lethal force to protect himself or his property. And see, that can get you killed. You know, so they got you. Either way you go, you kind of at a loss. But yeah,
that's
you're
right.
They want to intimidate them. But
you know, it hadn't been that long ago, Rand. What, 6 months? There was a. In fact, Mr. Buddy told for his first one to tell about this. It was an older white man. I think he was a retired fireman. I'll say maybe police chief. But he was sitting in his pickup truck in a parking lot. And this black approached him and wanted some money. They wanted his truck. But he wouldn't give the black his truck. So when he was trying to drive off and get away, the black shot him something like 8 times, 9 times.
Yeah.
And guess what? He got out of it. He got out of it, Rand, because he said he was felt threatened by that white man driving away in his damn truck. The white man wouldn't even – I mean, if you can get out of that, Rand, you can get out of any damn thing. Well, he did. He got away with first-degree murder.
Oh, yeah. And then, see, that's exactly what we're up against. So, that, you know, that'll make you think twice about what kind of action. It's intimidation. That's all it boils down to. I know I'm repeating myself, But that's what
well, needs to be repeated. And I know something else, Rand. I know you'll be shocked, but you know what? It was a Jewish woman judge who presided over that and turned, oh, yes, he felt so intimidated because he was going to try to steal this man's pickup truck, and he wouldn't get out of the truck and get it to the black. So he deserved to be killed. I mean, that's pretty much, I know that may be an oversimplification, but that's what really went down.
Yeah, and that's just to make sure everybody understands, we talk about an older gentleman. We're not talking about a younger fella or whatever, but we're talking about an older man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and this was like probably 27 to 30 year old black male that did this. Yeah.
He emptied a damn automatic pistol in him.
He emptied a 9mm, I think it was.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I mean, and he got out of that. I mean, that white people, you know what? These people, I don't care how much they hate themselves. I don't care how desperately they want to be black. Maybe they have some hope since it's this coronavirus thing is supposed to, they say it's a computer system putting in, it changes your DNA. Maybe if they can come up with a little bit more money, maybe they can talk to the government and give them a shot to turn them all the way into black, not just black on the inside. Maybe they can get them, turn them black on the outside because they hate themselves so damn much. But, I've got something I was going to mention to see.
Oh, man.
Before we go to Ole Miss, Miss Nancy, would you like to chime in?
Well, I'm basically listening, but I think it's, you're saying things that I would totally agree with. You know, talking about, I think we mentioned this today, that Senator Mitch McConnell, it's actually in relationship to that meeting that or dinner that Trump had, and apparently they want to allege that there was a white supremacist at his dinner. And, of course, Mitch McConnell comes out and just, oh, well, we can't have white supremacy. But my question for McConnell is, in other words, we're supposed to accept black supremacy. That's okay. That's
absolutely
what we're really living under.
And Jew supremacy.
Right.
Because you know what? And I'm repeating what I've heard. Did you know that about 75% 75% of the National Merit Scholars, this is the high school students that perform at the very apex in their class. Upwards of 75% are white people, white Gentiles, not Jews. But yet, Jews that perform much worse. They get like 80% of the admissions in all the Ivy League schools. Then the rest of them are divvied up between the Asians, who they say they always get screwed, but not as bad as the whites. And get this. And then when you get Phi Beta Kappa, like my black CW got when he was in medical school, he's a brain. But, you know, like 80%. So you got, here's what I'm trying to say. A small fraction of the people, the National Merit Scholars, that should get in all these Ivy League schools, they are denied. They are discriminated against when the cows come home. So by the time you get to be like a junior, that's when they decide, I believe it's going, if Phi Beta Kappa, they decide, if they go by how the people have performed in college and how far they've raised the bar. Like 80% of the people that make that earn Phi Beta Kappa are these same Gentiles, you got like 15% of white children, white kids in school, 15% of them are earning 80% of the Phi Beta Kappa. I'll shut up, go right, and we'll talk about Ole Miss when we come back. Rand wants to talk about Ole Miss. I got a lot to tell you about Ole Miss. Be right back, dear people. God bless you. I will.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
A Bienus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, God bless you, dear Blood River Radio family, for hanging on. Once again, I'd like to thank our donors. I'd like to thank, yes, sir, Old Biscuit. We got his donation just today. I think we covered all the rest of our donors last week. My poor old memory doesn't work all that great, but I'd like to thank Old Biscuit again. Yeah, he's a heck of a guy. But, you know, Rand was wanting us to go over to Ole Miss. I'll tell you a little bit of what I know about Ole Miss. Like I said, I'm 75 years old, and I can remember when you go to an Ole Miss game a long time ago. Now, I didn't go to them when they used to have the old chart. They had this big charger, like a big horse, have a man come out there dressed up like a colonel, you know, a Reb colonel. He'd come out there, and I think Keith would know about this more than I do because he went to Ole Miss. But they would throw, like, he'd have a spear. They'd throw, like, have a sword. They would come out. They had that incredible flag. They would throw, I think, like a spear in the ground, marking the point of the territory down there. But the guy, once again, a big steed, probably a, you know, $1,600 pound horse. And all the cheerleaders were dressed up in Confederate uniforms. They played Dixie before and after the games. They played all during the game. It was an ocean of Confederate battle flags down there. Well, you know, they got these new transplants down there. One of them was an Indian from India. They put him as like the president down there, and he started outlawing all the Confederate stuff. If you go down there, in fact, I was talking to this gentleman today I ran with from Como, Mississippi, where my buddies used to go down there quail hunt all the time. It's not too far from Sardis Reservoir, great crappie hole. But I was telling him about it. He was only 62 years old. He hasn't seen near the change I have. But he's told me now, I said, what would happen if I come down? I want to come down there and distribute some paper for the League of the South and bring my rebel flag. He said he would totally advise against that. He said that the kids at Ole Miss, he said most of them are so dumb. He said you can't converse with a large portion of them. All they can do is look at their damn computer, look at their cell phone. Nothing against technology. God knows I need to learn better about it. But you can't talk to them. And all they can preach is the same old white hate. You know, anytime you go to any school, especially any university town, that's what they're good at. They can preach this white hate. But here's the thing. There was the Confederate, former Confederate soldiers were instrumental in starting that university. Matter of fact, we had a guy on the radio about 18 months ago talking about the Ole Miss Gray, the senior gray, something like that. They were the cadets that they were going to Ole Miss, the students at Ole Miss. They joined and fought for the Confederacy, and he was telling me that one of the outfits, I think it was the University Grays, they had a 100% casualties, and they were fighting for the South. They were fighting for that university down there, and yet you've got their great-great-grandkids coming in there, and for all purposes, they're defecating and urinating on their ancestors' graves. You know, and I must say this one more thing. Miss Nancy's been telling us about what's going on up at Arlington National Cemetery. They're removing the same. It's everywhere. They're removing a gigantic, most beautiful ornament you've ever seen. Not even a statue. It's just gorgeous. But they're moving that out of Arlington National Cemetery. Rand, when are the white people going to learn? It doesn't matter how bad they cuck. It doesn't matter how much they bend over. It doesn't matter how bad they want to become a Judas goat against their own people. It doesn't matter how much tail they lick from these Jews. They're never going to be anything but hated. They're never going to our enemy. They're never going to be satisfied until our bones in the grave. And even when we're dead, they still won't be satisfied. They want to put like a stockyards over our grave. They want to dig our ancestors' graves up. They dug General Forrest's grave up here in Memphis a couple of years ago. You know, had never been another soldier like General Forrest. But they hate us and rub salt in the wound. I got to shut up after this. To rub salt in the wound this past summer where it used to be General Nathan Bedford Forrest Park. Well, I played as a kid. Worst sunburn I ever had was about 1956, playing there as a kid. And now they dug the friggin' graveyard up. And guess what? They had to jute just to rub salt in the wound, to rub feces in our face, to rub feces in the face of the white Southerners who love their culture. They had a Juneteenth celebration there this past year. What do you think about that, Rand?
Well, right off the bat, I think appeasement has never worked. We've been appeasing and appeasing and appeasing. And the more you appease, the more they want. And I think all one has to do is just look around. And I think that's very, very, very evident. But if I could backtrack just a little bit, something that you said earlier that I've been kind of thinking about is when you was talking about the Jews and China. Well, I want to tell you, it's a scary thought to think about those Kenite Jews having control of China. And to be quite honest, I had never even thought about it in that aspect. But if you think about them having control of China, and we know they got the control of the United States, they can create most any scenario that they want to. That's how deceivable that these entities are. And I call them entities because they are of the devil. They ain't of us. They different than us. But it's a very, very scary thought, and people better think about it.
Yes, it is.
The Kenite Jews controlling China and also controlling the United States. But, you know, and when I'm saying this, I can't help but think about Russia. Think about the push against Russia. You know, because I believe from what I know sitting in South Central Alabama that Putin ain't a part of that. And that's probably, in my mind, it ain't no probably to it. That's why they making him always the bad fella, you might say. But that's a scary thought, Eddie. I'm glad you brought that up about China and the Jews, man, because you think about them controlling both ends, man. They can, you know, they in control. They can, like I said, I'm normally repeating myself, but they can create any kind of scenario that they scheme to. But go ahead.
You're right. And you know what? Those Jews are crazy, according to our standards. But once again, I refer all you people back to Scripture. If you're a Christian, you cannot have it both ways. You can't be a Christian and say, well, I stand with Israel. I worship Israel. Oh, the Jews are the chosen people. No, I won't even go over those Scriptures anymore. But we've been over them over and over and over that proves that you know what? They're the so-called Jews aren't the chosen people. They're the sons of the devil. Jesus, if you want to know don't tell me what Wayne Webb says. Don't tell me these big ministers say about the Jews. Go back to your Bible and read what Jesus said about it. Jesus told them that their father, the devil, that they would do the will of their father. While we're on that, I would like to address almighty Rick Wiles with a fake. I'll say they have a good intelligence system because they're a multi-million dollar operation. But Rick Wiles, you stinking coward, you stinking liar, you ignorant SOB. You know what? He's forever hammering the South, talking about how the worst sin ever in the history of the world was how the mean, old, nasty Southerners kept slaves. And this country's going to pay the price for keeping on slavery. And he never misses a chance to knock people like me and you and Miss Nancy from Southerners. He hates the South, you know, and he worships these blacks, you know. Sometimes he'll talk about the Jew, but here's the thing. And he always, forever, he's so ignorant about the true history of World War I, World War II. He talks about how Hitler, he said he's shocked how many people send him emails and say that Hitler was a good guy. He was. Read your history, Rick Wiles. Adolf Hitler was one of the greatest people for white Christians in the whole world. We talked about that. He was the Time Magazine Man of the Year at least once, and I think twice. But you know what? Not Ronald Reagan, not Andrew Jackson, none of them, they couldn't carry the dirty underwear of Adolf Hitler because Adolf Hitler looked up for his own people. He never did any of the crimes that they talked about, that they said he did. And I think Miss Nancy, Monica Schaefer talked about, we agreed on this show last time we was here, the International Judea. You can go look in the newspapers, Rand. They declared war on Germany within like a couple of weeks after Adolf Hitler got to appointed as Chancellor of Germany. He went in. Germany was the smut capital of the world. Adolf Hitler went up and cleaned up. He got rid of all the queers. He put the Germans to work. The Germans idolized him. He won landslide elections. He turned that economy around. While the rest of the world was mired up in the worst depression the world has ever seen, Germans were thriving, man. They were traveling all over the world. Read your history, Rick Wiles. God, I would love to get in the phone booth with him. You know, a 75-year-old guy, but I would love to do that. I've come back from different times where men used to settle things like men. You know, your fist might be a little bit bloody, but I would love to do that with Rick Wiles. I guess better shut up. I can't stand that SOB. But go ahead, Rand.
Hey, Eddie, if I could, in closing here, we get pretty close. It might.
Oh, you need to say a prayer before we go after you. That's what I'm sorry.
I want to read a few scriptures, if I could.
Please do. Please do.
I want to emphasize I am. I am, I am. That's our Father. I am. The great I am. But we're going to read from John. Earlier I read from Matthew 10, so it's going to be a lot of 10s here. But I want to read from John, the book of John. Chapter 10, if I could, just for a moment.
Is this the Gospel of John or like First John? Is this the Gospel?
It's the book of John.
Okay.
It's
like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Gospel. Okay, I got you.
The Gospel of John. Jesus speaking, wrote in red. And we're going to start about verse 7. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am, that's him, the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9, I am, that's him, the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, that's the destroyer, that's Apollyon, that's the wicked one. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Yes.
He gave it for us people. We need to take advantage of it. He shed his blood on the cross.
Rand, it looks like we're out of time. Take us out, brother. Say goodbye to our precious Blood River Radio. Whatever you want to do. I mean, our family.
Hold on, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much, Rand. Thank you so much, Miss Nancy. Thank you so much, Jay, Cameron, and Lizzie. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. And thank you for all your prayers for me to finish that marathon today because it worked. Well, good night, everybody.